This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. A Watertown company has launched a product based on a technology that could transform electronics as much as Wi-Fi or Bluetooth have done. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports it's developed the world's first laptop with wireless recharging capability.
Frank, your grande two-cup classic iced coffee.
If you pop into Starbucks, you might notice these little circle power mats on the table. They're for charging your cell phone, specifically Samsung phones that came out after 2015. Bori Lee has one of these phones. It's sitting on a power mat. I ask him how often he uses one of these pads, and he starts laughing.
Like zero?
So I just happen to get you at Starbucks?
Yes. I come to Starbucks maybe like once a month, and then I use it if I have my phone there.
He says when he first bought this phone, he was so excited he went on Amazon and bought a personal wireless charger.
I used it for about 3 months before going back to my wired charger.
He says using a real cord is just so much faster. But Wytricity in Watertown says its technology is better than what you see at Starbucks. The company has collaborated with Dell to create a wireless charging laptop. Here's how Morris Kiesler explains it. He's the chief technology officer at Wytricity.
The power source, which is the pad that the laptop sits on, creates a magnetic field that the laptop uses to charge.
So you don't have to put your laptop on the mat perfectly. You can angle it. But here's the catch. You can't exactly wirelessly charge on the go. The mat has to be plugged in to function.
So the idea is that you might have one of these on your desktop. You might have one in a conference room. You might have one at home. And the convenience is, hey, I can quickly go. I don't have to worry about plugging and unplugging or carrying an adapter with me.
But that adds up. Each mat costs $200. The thing is, this Dell laptop is the first consumer product to use Wytricity's technology. And Kiesler says it's only the tip of the iceberg in terms of what you could theoretically do.
Ultimately, I mean, this technology can be incorporated into the desk so that it's not visible on the desk. It'd be built into the furniture so that, you know, wherever you go, that technology is there in a Starbucks, in a hotel, at your house.
Kiesler imagines this utopian future where wireless charging is all around us. You come home from work, drive your electric car into a garage where wireless charging pads are on the floor so you never have to remember to plug the car in. Then you open the door to the house, throw your cell phone on the kitchen counter, and it starts charging immediately because wireless tech is built into the countertops. That is the future he dreams of. It's still a while away, but this laptop could be an important step for the industry, according to David Green. He's an analyst with IHS Market, and he monitors the wireless power sector.
2016, there were just under 240 million devices worldwide shipped with wireless charging. Most of that's mobile phones. But growth can be massive. You know, by 2025, you'll be talking over 2 billion devices a year will ship with wireless charging.
But even if a phone or a laptop comes with wireless charging built in, Green says the hardest part is just convincing people to give it a try. He says we're seeing the same thing happen that we did with Wi-Fi back when it was new.
And there's a bit of a chicken and egg situation, right, whereby a consumer doesn't really want to know about something convenience-based because they feel what they do right now is fine.
Back at Starbucks, Bori Lee says even though he usually uses a wire, he thinks there's definitely an appetite for a world without wires.
But I'm not sure if table charge is the way to go, because with my phone, with my laptop, it's like we're so highly mobile. Maybe I want to, you know, put my laptop here on the table, or maybe I want to carry it on my lap.
What Lee really wants is portability, essentially the freedom to charge wherever and whenever. But for now, that is still sci-fi. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.
Asma reports for our Bostonomics team that covers Greater Boston's innovation economy.